This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We concluded our last visit with the question, why is there so much blood, gore, and ruthless judgment found throughout the Old Testament? Why, if God, as Jonah described him, is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity? One of the reasons is that those God called to proclaim a message about his true character were reluctant to joyfully and enthusiastically proclaim it. Jonah is a case in point. Rather than do what God called him to do, he tried running away from God and God's assignment. This delayed the message getting to the Ninevites. On top of this, when Jonah finally delivered God's message, he was hoping they would rebel against the message and thus experience the judgment he had proclaimed to them. Given this attitude of Jonah the messenger, it's a wonder that the Ninevites took the message seriously and repented, crying to God for mercy. Paul was right in Romans 10:14. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? When Jesus prayed for his disciples and all who would become believers following them, he said to his Father, "As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world." John 17:18. Christians are sent into the world to be ministers of reconciliation. Are you gladly fulfilling your role as a minister of reconciliation? I hope you are, because that would please the heart of God.